Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Before we get started today, don't forget to check out the show notes for exclusive discounts on the Puffy Lux mattress. You won't want to miss those deals. Okay, so today, we're going deep on the Puffy Lux mattress. We're going beyond, like, the marketing hype, you know?
Right.
We've got this in-depth article from mattressadvisory.org 8, and it's full of reviews from real Puffy Lux owners.
Yeah, you know what's really interesting here is the chance to actually see how the Puffy Lux is performing out there in the real world. You know, night after night, these user reviews, they can give us a much more nuanced perspective, I think, than just like marketing materials.
Totally. And this article really digs into the details. So is the Puffy Lux living up to all the hype? What are the pros and cons that people are actually experiencing? And like, who is this mattress really best suited for?
Yeah, that's the big question.
So buckle up, because we're about to unpack all of it.
Yeah. One thing that really jumps out right away is the actual construction of the Puffy Lux mattress. It features this multi-layered foam design, and like really understanding those layers is key to understanding why people experience it the way they do.
Okay, let's unpack those layers. What are we working with here?
So at the core of the Puffy Lux, you have a base layer of high density support foam. This provides the foundation, you know, like the structural integrity of the mattress. Above that, you have a layer of what Puffy calls their plush dual cloud foam.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Break that down for us. Plush dual cloud foam.
Yeah, so it's essentially a layer of memory foam, but it's been engineered to be both pressure relieving and responsive. So it contours to your body shape, but it also has a bit of bounce back so you don't feel stuck. And then on top of that, you have another comfort layer, and this one's infused with gel for temperature regulation.
Ah, so that's where that cooling technology comes in. A lot of users in the article mentioned that the Puffy Lux sleeps cool.
Yeah, and that gel-infused foam plays a big role in that. It helps to draw heat away from the body. But it's also worth noting that the cover itself is designed to be breathable, so that further enhances airflow.
Got it. So we've got layers for support, pressure relief, and cooling. But how does all of that actually translate to the sleep experience? That's where those user reviews come in, right?
Absolutely. And the article highlights a range of experiences, which is to be expected. There's no single mattress that's going to be perfect for everyone, but certain themes definitely emerge.
Let's start with the positives.
Yeah.
There seem to be a lot of happy side sleepers in these reviews.
Yeah, and that makes sense given the Puffy Lux's design. Mm. You know, the combination of that contouring memory foam and the medium plush firmness rating, it creates this cradle-like feel that many side sleepers find really comfortable.
Okay, so we're seeing that the design actually aligns with real-world experiences.
Mm.
If not just marketing speak. There's a quote here that really caught my eye. It's from a user named SweatyDrawingA8. Great username, by the way. They said, "Puffy mattress works okay for me. Sleeping on it for 4 months now. Have to admit, it's pretty great. Favorite thing is how I don't wake up sore anymore. Took a few weeks to adjust, but now I sleep through the night 4 months in and I'm still loving it. Definitely an upgrade from my old mattress." That sounds like a pretty solid endorsement.
It does, and it really highlights a key benefit that a lot of users report. Pressure relief. That ability to really sink into the mattress and have those pressure points cushioned can make a huge difference for people who experience back pain or joint aches.
It's interesting that they mention an adjustment period, though. A few weeks to get used to it. Is that common with memory foam mattresses?
It can be, yeah. It takes time for your body to adjust to that sinking in feeling, especially if you're coming from a traditional spring mattress. Some people adapt quickly, while others take a bit longer.
And speaking of adapting, the article mentions that Puffy offers a 101-night sleep trial. That seems incredibly generous. Over 3 months to decide if you love it or not, that takes a lot of the pressure off, right?
It certainly does. It allows people to really live with the mattress, you know?
Yeah.
Sleep on it in different positions, see how their body responds over time. It's a strong indication of Puffy's confidence in their product, I think.
Okay, so far we've got a lot of positives. Pressure relief, good for side sleepers, a long trial period. But no mattress is perfect, right?
Yeah.
The article also brought up some concerns about sagging, which is definitely a worry for anyone investing in a supposedly high-quality mattress. There's a quote here from a user named SilkPenny who said, "My Puffy Lux was delivered around the 1st of July, and within a couple of months developed a clear dip in the middle of the mattress. I am so dang disappointed I saved for a long time to purchase this mattress, which replaced my 30-year-old mattress." That's disheartening to hear.
Sagging is a valid concern, especially with foam mattresses. It's important to remember that foam is a material that compresses over time. However, there are things you can do to minimize the risk of sagging.
Okay, let's talk about that. What steps can people take to protect their investment and prevent premature sagging?
First and foremost, make sure you're using the correct base for your puffy luxe. A supportive foundation is crucial. You don't want to put it on a flimsy frame or an old box spring that's starting to sag itself.
So a solid platform bed or a sturdy slatted frame would be ideal.
Exactly. And then regular rotation is key, every few months. Flip or rotate your puffy luxe to distribute the weight evenly. This helps to prevent any one area from becoming overly compressed.
That makes a lot of sense. Perfect. So it's not just about the mattress itself, it's also about taking care of it properly.
Absolutely. Think of it like a car. Even the best car in the world needs regular maintenance to keep it running smoothly. The same goes for a mattress.
And I imagine Puffy's warranty plays a role here as well, right?
Yes. Puffy offers a lifetime warranty on the Puffy Luxe, so if you do encounter sagging or other structural issues, you can contact their customer service for assistance.
That's reassuring to know. But it also highlights the importance of reading and understanding the warranty terms.
Absolutely. Make sure you know what's covered and what steps you need to take to maintain the validity of that warranty.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground here.
Mm-hmm.
We've delved into the Puffy Luxe's construction, explored user experiences, and even touched on some key maintenance tips. We're just getting started. When we come back, we'll be diving deeper into the pros and cons of this mattress, dissecting the features that matter most, and helping you decide if the Puffy Luxe is the right fit for your sleep sanctuary. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. We are deep in our exploration of the Puffy Luxe mattress, and I'm really starting to get a feel for its strengths and weaknesses, you know?
Yeah, what's been really intriguing to me is how the Puffy Luxe kind of attempts to address, like, multiple sleep needs with its design. It's aiming for that sweet spot of pressure relief, support, and temperature regulation. All right, and we've seen how that plays out for side sleepers. But the article also mentions some mixed reviews regarding firmness. Some people found it perfect, while others felt like it was either too soft or too firm for their liking. For instance, there's a user named Hippo Kitty who said, "Bought the Puffy Luxe Labor Day weekend. Not sure if it's too hard or too soft, but I wake up in terrible pain every day that goes away if I spend the night on our guest bed." Talk about a mattress dilemma. How can one mattress elicit such different responses?
Well, it all comes down to individual factors. Weight, body shape, sleeping position, and just personal preferences, you know? The Puffy Luxe is generally considered a medium plush, which, as we've discussed, tends to work well for side sleepers. But for back sleepers, who need more support in their lumbar region, it might feel a bit too soft. And conversely, for stomach sleepers, who need a firmer surface to prevent spinal misalignment, it could actually feel too firm.
So that medium plush rating is really just a starting point. It's not a guarantee that everyone will experience it the same way.
Exactly. And that's why that 101 night sleep trial is so crucial. It gives you the opportunity to really test it out and see how your body responds.
Speaking of testing things out, let's talk about temperature regulation. Some users raved about the Puffy Luxe's cooling features, while others didn't mention it at all. Pitiful Peer 998 called out the superior cooling technology. But is it really that effective?
Well, the Puffy Luxe does employ several strategies for temperature regulation. We've already talked about that gel-infused foam, which is designed to draw heat away from the body. But there's also something called cooling cloud technology, which involves a breathable cover material that promotes airflow.
So it's not just about one magical material. It's about a combination of factors working together to create a cooler sleep surface.
Precisely. And it's worth noting that the effectiveness of these features can vary depending on individual factors like room temperature, sleepwear, and just personal heat sensitivity.
All right, some people naturally sleep hotter than others. Now, the article also mentions a hybrid version of the Puffy Luxe, which incorporates pocketed coils into the design. Could that be a better option for those who tend to sleep hot?
Absolutely. Those coils create channels for air to circulate, which can significantly enhance breathability and heat dissipation. So if temperature regulation is a top priority for you, the hybrid model is definitely worth considering.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, what about couples? Is the Puffy Luxe a good choice for those sharing a bed? User Sherry Fraser had a positive experience saying, "I weigh about a 105 and my partner is 170. We both side sleep and he has a bad shoulder and I have a bad low back. I get the King Luxe, King Sheets, 2 King Puffy pillows and the Puffy mattress protector. All the accessories are free for $1,700 out the door." They seem pretty happy with their purchase. But what makes a mattress good for couples in general?
Well, one of the most important factors for couples is motion isolation, that ability of the mattress to absorb movement and prevent it from transferring across the surface. And this is an area where the Puffy Luxe really excels, that all foam construction does a great job of isolating motion, so you're less likely to be disturbed by your partner tossing and turning throughout the night.
So even if one partner is a restless sleeper, the other can still enjoy a peaceful night's sleep. But would you say the hybrid model with its coils might compromise that motion isolation?
It's a valid question. And it's true that coils can sometimes lead to more motion transfer. However, the Puffy Luxe Hybrid uses individually wrapped coils, which are designed to minimize that effect. Each coil moves independently, so motion is less likely to travel across the mattress.
Ah, so it's a compromise, but one that still prioritizes motion isolation. That's clever. And lastly, let's touch on setup. User PitifulBeer998 said, "Unboxing was a breeze, and the initial off-gassing wasn't as intense as some other brands I've tried. It expanded pretty quickly, but still, all I did was air it out and let it sit for a day." That sounds pretty painless.
Yeah, like many modern mattresses, the Puffy Luxe ships compressed and rolled up in a box, which makes it much easier to maneuver and transport. And thankfully, the reports of off-gassing are minimal.
That's always a relief. No one wants to sleep in a cloud of chemical fumes. All right, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. We've analyzed user experiences, dug into the features, and even addressed some common concerns. But before we make our final recommendations, let's take a step back and consider the bigger picture. Who do you think the Puffy Luxe is really best suited for?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Based on everything we've discussed, I'd say the Puffy Luxe shines brightest. For side sleepers who prioritize pressure relief and motion isolation, if you fit that profile and you're looking for a comfortable, supportive, and relatively cool sleep experience, the Puffy Luxe is definitely worth considering.
So if you're constantly waking up with aches and pains, or if your partner's movements keep you up at night, the Puffy Luxe could be your ticket to a better night's sleep. But what about everyone else who might want to look elsewhere?
Well, if you're a strict back or stomach sleeper, you might need a different firmness level. And if you're particularly sensitive to heat, the hybrid model might be a better choice. Ultimately, the best way to know for sure is to take advantage of that 101-night sleep trial and see how the Puffy Luxe performs for you personally.
It's like a sleep experiment in your own home. We'll be right back to wrap up our deep dive into the Puffy Luxe. Stay tuned for our final thoughts and some key takeaways to help you make your decision. Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. We've spent this whole episode really breaking down the Puffy Luxe mattress, exploring the different layers and analyzing all that user feedback, and I think we've gotten to the heart of what it offers and maybe what it doesn't.
It has been a fascinating journey, and I think one of the biggest takeaways, for me at least, is that the Puffy Luxe, while it's definitely well-regarded, it's not like a miracle solution for everyone. It's got its strengths, particularly for certain sleep styles and preferences, but it also has its limitations.
Right, and I think that's a super important message for our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, there is no one-size-fits-all mattress out there. Mm-hmm. The key is to understand your own needs, your sleep habits, and what's really most important to you for a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. So let's kind of recap the key takeaways from our deep dive into this Puffy Luxe. I think if you're a side sleeper who really values pressure relief and motion isolation, this mattress is definitely worth checking out. That combination of the contouring memory foam and the medium plush firmness, you know, it seems to be a winning formula for a lot of side sleepers based on all those user reviews.
And it's not just about comfort either. Several users even reported that they were experiencing less pain, particularly those with back issues. So the Puffy Luxe could be a real game changer for anyone who is struggling with those types of aches and pains.
Exactly. And let's not forget those kind of added benefits that really contribute to peace of mind, like the 101 night sleep trial and that lifetime warranty. Those are strong signals from Puffy that they stand behind their product.
It's like they're saying, try it, you'll love it. And if you don't, we've got you covered. But of course, no mattress is without its potential downsides. We talked about sagging. And while proper care can go a long way in preventing that, it's still something to keep in mind.
Yeah, and firmness, as we discussed, is totally subjective. What feels perfect to one person might feel way too soft or too firm for someone else. That's really where that trial period comes in handy. It lets you determine if the Puffy Luxe's medium plush feel is truly the right fit.
It's like a test drive for your sleep. And, you know, if you're someone who's particularly sensitive to heat, or you share a bed with a partner who has very different sleep needs, the hybrid model, with its added airflow and the more individualized support from those pocketed coils, might be a better option.
That's a great point. The hybrid model does offer a bit more versatility. It can cater to a wider range of sleep preferences for sure.
So many options to consider. But don't feel overwhelmed. We've got you covered. Be sure to check out the full article on mattressadvisory.org for even more in-depth info. You'll find user reviews, FAQs, and wait for it, exclusive discounts just for our listeners.
Yes, you can find all the links in the show notes below. Take your time, do your research, and most importantly, listen to your body. The right mattress is out there waiting for you.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you with one final thought to ponder as you continue your mattress journey. If you were to try the Puffy Lux, what would be your biggest deciding factor? Let us know in the comments. Until next time, sleep tight, and don't forget to check out those exclusive discounts in the show notes. You won't regret it.